The EU's new plan to tackle climate change is being unveiled in Brussels today. It's going to cost €1 trillion over 10 years with the aim of making the EU carbon neutral by 2050. Let's hear from the EU Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen, who announced the plan a little earlier.
I'm convinced that the old growth model that is based on fossil fuels and pollution is out of date. And it is out of touch with our planet. The European Green Deal is our new growth strategy.
Well, Tony Connolly, our Europe editor, is with us now. Tony, we were researching what a trillion is, and we have found out that you could buy a house worth about €220,000 for every man, woman and child living in the Republic of Ireland. Whatever you say about it, it's an awful lot of money. What are they going to do with it?
Well, I think we should be cautious about that figure because my assumption is that it's based on €100 million that is going to be provided to help European countries and regions adapt to a carbon neutral economy. And now this is the EU's big signature policy. It's only 11 days into Ursula von der Leyen's new commission. And this is a big, ambitious, eye-catching set of policies to try and establish Europe's credentials on the world stage in getting to a climate neutral target by 2050. Now, they are talking about €100 million a year for those European countries such as Poland, Hungary and the Czech Republic who have traditionally been dependent on coal and other fossil fuels to run their economies to help transition them into a more carbon neutral economy. But what they will be doing with this big new Green Deal is signalling a whole raft of legislation across the board that will deal with, for example, batteries, that will try and reduce air, water and soil pollution, that will enshrine the a green component to EU trade deals. So if you want to have a trade deal with the EU, you'll have to have green policies that go with it. They're going to be looking at car emissions, bringing in new legislation there. At the moment, it's 95 grams per kilometre. They want to bring that down to zero. So this is a whole raft of issues that are very ambitious. But the big political figure on this is that €100 million a year, which would add to €1 trillion over 10 years. But a lot of that would be leverage money. It would be a European Investment Bank getting involved, trying to leverage further funding. They're looking at relaxing state aid rules, if so a government could spend more if it's a big green project and so on, in the sense that you're not going to contravene EU state aid rules. Mm-hmm. So this is basically the thrust of this.
Okay, and do we know, are the member states expected to contribute to that, or is it coming from existing funds?
Well, a lot of this will be member states trying to meet targets that they've signed up to. Now, the EU has already set a target of reducing emissions by 40% by 2030. Now, under this Green Deal, they want to upscale that target to 50 or 55%. And as you know, Ireland is way off its target. But again, in terms of the funds that will be available, they are looking at, again, relaxing state aid rules, looking at cohesion funding for those countries in Eastern Europe. But a lot of this will be basically new legislation, which will force member states to adapt their economies for this overall big target of being climate neutral by 2050.
Okay. Tony, thank you very much for joining us from Brussels today. That's Tony Connolly, our Europe editor.